As part of a Hope and Healing project, StoryCorps spent time recording conversations at hospitals across Utah. These stories reveal the courage and resiliency of the human spirit. Interviews are provided, courtesy of StoryCorps. Retired Army Sergeant Josh Hansen and his wife Melissa help veterans struggling with depression and thoughts of suicide to heal and live fuller lives. Josh considered suicide himself as he was recovering at home following 8 direct hits from IEDs in Iraq. Melissa was by his side through it all.
9/11 occurred, and I was very affected by those events and joined the military at the age of 30. I served 2 tours in Iraq.
Josh was what we call an IED hunter, his second tour, and so his job was to drive the roads of Fallujah and Ramadi looking for explosive devices. And unfortunately, he found them the hard way.
That job was obviously a dangerous one. I've been hit directly 8 different times from my 8th IED blast. I was medevaced out of Iraq with traumatic brain injury, neck and back injuries, and then later I suffered with post-traumatic stress and the mental health issues of war, suicidal thoughts that I had to work through.
Josh spent years at home in recovery from those injuries. I actually had to quit my job as an engineer and stay home and help him with his doctor's appointments.
It was an extremely difficult time of our life. I felt if I died by suicide, then the family would be better off because I felt like I was such a burden on everyone around me. And unfortunately, one of my soldiers that was very close to Melissa and I, almost like a kid to us, I did both my tours with him. He died by suicide. That was my turning point to say I need to get myself healthy again. I was 50 pounds overweight. I was never leaving the house. And it was time to change my life and turn it around. So I started getting active, getting out of the house, walking around the block, and then moving up to jogging, mountain biking, cycling.
When he started getting out and doing things, slowly my whole reason for existing at the time was fading because he was getting better. And I felt like our kids didn't need me. I felt like Josh didn't need me anymore. And I just really fell into this hole of depression. I sought help for my depression and was able to just climb my way back out of that and get myself healthy again. And Josh was healthy again. And it came to the point, and it was August of 2014. We founded Continue Mission together. Yeah.
Which in the military is Charlie Mike. Anytime I'd disarm an IED, I'd say, you know, it's clear we can Charlie Mike, continue mission. And to me, continue mission, being a military term, was a perfect name for our nonprofit because you can continue mission in life and healing.
We provide recreational activities for our veterans and their support members. This summer, we did a lot of paddleboarding, cycling, mountain biking to get the veterans out of isolation. And it was actually a year ago, we had been on a river trip, and one of our male veterans, when his kids got there to pick him up, they said, "Look, Mom, Dad is smiling." Anytime I'm having a rough day or wondering if what we're doing is enough, I think of that. Dad is smiling, and it warms my heart.
That was retired Army Sergeant Josh Hansen and his wife, Melissa, who help struggling veterans to find hope and healing. Their story and other segments of the StoryCorps Hope and Healing Project on Utah Public Radio can be heard online at upr.org.